וואו פרק
החולל, the flute was played on Yontif for 5 days or 6 days, depending when Shabbos was. It wasn't played on Yontif, so if Shabbos came out one of the days of Yontif, on the first day of Yontif, so the cholul was 6 days of Chol Moed. If Shabbos came out on any other day of Yontif, so was they played the flute for 5 days, because the playing the flute doesn't push off Yontif. This is the flute which they used to play the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It doesn't push off neither Shabbos or Yontif. They said, anybody who didn't see the joy of the Beis HaShoeva, never saw a joy in his life. Now, says the Gemara, they actually blew the flute twice on Sukkot. Once for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and that didn't push off Shabbos, but once for the Korbanos, and that did push off Shabbos. This is in fact Machlokas in the Bavli, and here it's Machlokas in Yerushalmi as well. Masis and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Masis and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda are measures like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The time when Cholul Shel Korban Deichas of Shabbos, the flute of the Korban does push off Shabbos. Dive Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The Cholim Rim in a Dochelos Shabbos Los Yontif. No. They say they're just like the flute of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, so to the flute of the Korban also doesn't push off Shabbos or Yontif. Now it's an interesting thing that the Bavli discuss in greater detail. What's their machlokas? Machlokas is, of course, the Levim have to sing on Korbanos, but what's the primary component of the song? The primary component of the song is the verbal portion. So then the musical instruments are not docha Shabbos, they're not essential. But in the primary component of the song is actually the instrumentation, so of course the instrumentation does push off Shabbos. That's Malchus, Rabbi Yossi, and Chachomi. Talmud, we learned over there, B'shneimos for year and B'shona, 12 days a year, HaCholel Makeh Lifnei HaMizbeach, that we used to play the flute not for Simchas Beis HaShoeva now, but rather for the Korban itself. B'shchitas HaPesach, when they used to shech the Korban Pesach the first time, Rishon, Yudal Nisan, Shchitas HaPesach Sheni, Yudal Iyor. Uviyon Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, right, that's Tesvav Nisan, the 15th day of Nisan, Yom HaTzeres on Shavuos, Uvishmonis Meachagen on the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmiyah Tzeres. Says the Gemara, V'yesh Shmoina below Shabbos. Why is it all 8 days? Is there 8 days possible to have 8 days without Shabbos? And on Shabbos it doesn't push off. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Stam, Rabbi Yossi concerning the set without attribution. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boom, Shem Rabbi Yechanan, it's a name of Rabbi Yochanan, which is attributing the following statement to Rabbi Yochanan. To Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, this going like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the flute of the Korban does push off Shabbos. Now, he played on Shabbos. Was that shocking to you? Just because they don't do it nowadays, but in the Beis HaMikdash they did it.
Well, we don't have
Korbanos. According to the rabbis, arguing Rabbi Yisrael, why does it not push off Shabbos? Because it's not clear that it's a deraisa. Again, it's a machlokas whether that's the primary component of the song or not the primary component of the song. So that's the way, one way of learning this line. But I think perhaps another way of learning the line, that's how I learned the line. It was the line with the Bavli, which is that the question is whether Iker Shira Bepeh, Iker Shira Bekli, primary components of songs with the mouth, the primary songs with instruments. However, I think the Yerushalmi probably means a little bit differently here. It means that we don't know if Simcha is... Simcha requires a cholil. Whether Simcha requires a flute, right? Because if Simcha requires a flute, so then we have to play a flute. Because you have to always be happy when you sacrifice korbanos. If Simcha doesn't require a flute, So then you don't require flute. So now the Gemara asks, "Well, see, doesn't it say va'am mechalim mechalim?" It says when they anointed Shlomo as king, so that they were playing the flutes. So we see that flutes are a central component of simcha. Do you know how much you wanted? How many times I tried to reach you?
Did you get a page?
I got.
Did you get like 10 pages?
Three. But two of them, the numbers were cut off.
Oh, that must be from your phone.
Was it a 773 number? Yeah, I spoke to somebody. I called back one of the guys.
Yeah, that was one of the. Were you actually here? You asked.
Yeah, I walked in here.
But it's a
5 to 9.
Yeah, well, you're only starting after Meyer from now on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's what we figured. So that's what we tried to get off. So we tried. He paged you, and then we tried to page him from here too as well. Okay. So so we just started a few minutes ago, since we were trying for 15 minutes to try and get a hold of you.
Okay.
We thought to catch him.
So yeah. So dieting the rabbanon lomi yadog mishum shein mechur, because it's not clear that it's a simcha. And then the Gemara asks, "Voksiv, we're on top of chav beis on beis voksiv, v'amechalim bechalolim, that they were that flutes are essential for simcha." So it's more simcha shloim akosum daber. That's a different kind of simcha. That's a simcha because you're happy you coronate a new king. So that's a boisterous, rollicking type of joy. We want to know that Simcha of Karbonos requires Chalilim. And that we have no clear parameter for, and therefore we cannot, according to Rabbanon, allow those Chalilim to be Deicha Shabbos. Now, of course, playing a musical instrument on Shabbos is only the Rabbanon, right? It's not enough that they're right to play a musical instrument on Shabbos. But nevertheless, the rabbis banned it because they said if it's not essential, then why permit it? Even though some of the rabbanans we allow in the Beis HaMikdash, but since it's not essential, there's no point in doing so. That's essential because that's a mitzvah, but here we haven't proven that there's a mitzvah to play the flute.
Didn't we say that making noise?
We do allow the shofar on the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. Yeah.
Well, making noise?
Yeah. The rabbanan.
Not
only the rabbanan, not the reisa. Right. Okay, Rabbi Yehudah Moshe Rabbi Bob Armemo said, "V'simchas levav keholich bechalil." It's interesting. Plus, in Shai it says, "The joy of the heart is like going with a flute." Interesting metaphor there. But he usually darshens that halachically. Whenever you play the flute in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to say hal. Now, it's not vice versa. There are times when we say hal when there is no flute. For example, our minhag is to say hal on Rosh Chodesh and on, although not, Yushalmi actually didn't have such a minhag. But our minhag is to say hal on Rosh Chodesh and on the last 6 days of Pesach, even though there's no flute playing, right? So, but there, anytime you play a flute, for sure you have halo. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bum, Shem, Rabbi Bob, our mammal said, "Loma kareis halo kol shiva simei achag." Why do we read halo all 7 days of Sukkot? Kineged al lulav shumischadish kol shiva. Because the mitzvah of lulav is all 7 days. Interesting. The reason given in the Bavli is because each day is its own korban. So therefore we say halo every day, right?
Yeah. Of course, nowadays we say halal every day. It's just on Pesach too, but we only say half halal. But according to Yerushalmi, as we had learned previously, they would only say halal. They only actually say halal, at least with the bracha, when they were on Sukkot and not Sukkot, every day Sukkot, and the first day Pesach. So now, of course, the question is why every day Sukkot? So instead of saying because each day's carbon is different, like we learned in the Bavli, the Yerushalmi says because they take lulav every day.
But you didn't have to take lulav every day.
In the Beis HaMikdash they did. In the Beis HaMikdash they took lulav every day. The mitzvah of matzah is nowhere other than the first, nowhere, even the Beis HaMikdash is only the first day. So there's no point in continuing to say halal the rest of Yontif. But lulav is every day, which is a very interesting reason. I should explain that a little bit more, because it says in Torah, in describing why taking lulav all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, says
Usmach them livnei Hashem ukeichem shivas yomim. It says, rejoice with the Dalminim before God all 7 days. So from this we see that simcha of lulav is that taking lulav denotes simcha. It denotes simcha. So therefore, obviously, we have this concept of saying hallel as a result. Now it says Gemara, v'lomach min kolin mila layacholil. Why of all things did the Navi Yeshaya choose to link hallel and cholil? Now, I would have said, although I didn't think of it this afternoon, but I thought of it this morning, but I think of it now. It's similar words. Right, cholil hallel, but that's not what the Gemara says. Then they said rather, shezelikitzin vezelikitzin. They both come seasonally. In other words, you don't use the cholil every day in the Beis HaMikdash. You only use it on occasion. Vezelchavi, they're both the deer, you know, talo and cholil are endearing activities. Therefore, tolu cholil b'chavi b'chavi. The Yeshaya put together that which is precious, that which is precious. Now, by Tzeres, this is kind of a once we talk about Chaviv, we throw in something out of left field. By Tzeres, it says on Shavuos when the Kohanim would divvy up, Oimer lo helach matzah helach chametz. One said that one Kohanim would say to the other, here you take some matzah, which of course is the lechem aponim or menachos of the day. The other would say to him, here you take chametz, which of course is the shtei alechem, the two breads were on Shavuos. He's tiny, those who said the opposite, helach chametz, helach matzah. So one braisa finds matzah preferable, the other finds chametz preferable. One guy's trading up the chametz, and the other guy's trading up the matzah. Madamah helach matzah, he who says the matzah is preferable, it's shahu, switch the words here, it should be tadir, the word from the next line. Because matzah is every day, right? Because all the menachos in the Beis Hamikdash are matzah, except for Shavuos and a Todah. Ma'amar Eloh Chometz, who said that the usa trade up the chometz is b'nei chaviv, because people like chometz. The reality is people like bread over matzah. I don't know why, but that's the way it is. Okay, getting back to Sukkot. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Why is it called Beis Hashoeva? Simchas Beis Hashoeva, not because they draw the water. And that's what you would think, but rather shemisham shavim ruach hakodesh from Simchas Beis Hashoeva, one derives ruach hakodesh, divine spirit. Our shame, as it says, ushafta mayim b'sason, you will draw water in joy mi mayneh Yeshua from the wellsprings of salvation, which is divine spirit. Dilma, we have a maisa. Rabbi Levi for Yehuda Bar Nachman. Rabbi Levi and Yehuda Bar Nachman have nasmin tartin silin. They would get two sell. They were koilo guys. They get two sell a week. Mail to go in mitzamto kahalo. The word mitzamto, the way Mashbiach explains it, it's similar to the word mishamsha, and it means that the old days they didn't have stand up comedy. So they would go, the people would actually go to hear Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan would be the main attraction. But like any event, you need to have the warm-up acts. So they were the Mishamsha Kahola, they were the ones who would, you know, warm up the crowd. Kumi Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rabbi Yochanan, before Rabbi Yochanan got
that
there.
That goes to show you all folks was not that close.
Like being a rabbi in Yerushalayim?
Yeah, but he doesn't have a warm up act. He does himself. Rabbi Yochanan so all Rabbi Levi v'darsh. Rabbi Levi came in darshit, right? He is part of the deal. Yona ben Amitai, the prophet Yona, the famous one, me Asher hoya. He was from Asher. He was from Shevet Asher. See, it says Asher lo. Tradition has it that Yona was the son of a widow who lived in Sidon and Sidon, and in Tsarfas, I'm sorry, in Tsarfas, which is a suburb of Sidon of Sidon, and she in fact was her son was one of the boys who was died and was resurrected. One was done by Eliyahu and two by Elisha. right? So Elio's, the one Elio resurrected, it's not in any of the Aftoras, unlike the one of Elisha, but there was Yoino. So it says Asher lo horishitz Yoshvei Yaakov es Yoshvei Tziro Asher did not conquer the people of Akon, the people of Sidon, in who were in the vicinity of his Nachla. And it says, Uksivan, it says that Elio was told before the episode when he resurrected this little boy, Yoina, Kum lech Tzarfas, or go to Tzarfas, Asher l'Tzidon, which is in the neighborhood of Sidon. That was his drasha, okay? So he darshaned Rabbi Levi Darshan was from Asher. Well, he was only the warm-up act, right? Oh, Rabbi Yechanan. Then Rabbi Yochanan came in and Dorash and he Darshan Yoina ben Amitai Mizvulun Hoya. No, he's from Zulun. The Chesivit says Vayarol Hagoral Ashlishi Livnei Zvulun. That says the same third lottery when they divvied up Eretz Yisrael came to Zvulun. The Mishkoisam for their families. The Chesivit it says Misham Avar Kedma Mizrachom. From there he went to the east. Gato Chefer Ato Katzin. Now Gato Chefer means he went to Gas Chefer, and Ato Katzin, I guess, is also Ace Katzin is a city. So that's all in the portion of Zvulun. Uksiv, and it says Kidvar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, like the word of God, the Lord of Israel, Asher Dibur Biad Avdo, which he gave over to the hands of his servant, Yoina ben Amitai Anovi Asher Migas Chefer, Yoina ben Amitai, the Novi, who was from Gas Chefer. So if it's from Gas Chefer, it's from Zvulun, not from Asher. Beshuv to Charisa, so another Shabbos, right? They kept the act together. Now another Shabbos, Rabbi Levi, Yehuda ben Nachman. Right, Levi said to Yehuda ben Nachman, you know what, I can't do it anymore because Rabbi Yochanan last week argued on me. So Savloch, Elaine Tartin, Silin, you take the money this week. Vo Mitzata call Kukuri Rabbi Yochanan, you go do the warm-up act this week, because last week I got out of water. All my command. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachman saved the day. He came in and said in front of the congregation, Yofilim don Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told us a good thing. And also Levi. His mother was from Asher and his father was from Zvulun. It says, V'yarkoso al Tzidon. It says by Zvulun, it says, Yarkoso al Tzidon. Now, the thigh was inside it. Yerech shiyotzimimenu, the thigh from which Yonah came. The thigh means obviously the woman, because the fetus comes out from between the thighs, right? So the thigh is Mitzidon Hoya. In other words, Zvulun was the father. And the Yerech, the thigh, meaning the mother, was from Asher, where Sidon was. Okay, so he reconciled the two. Everybody was happy afterwards. Ksiva Yered Yafo. It says Yonah went down to Yafo. That's where he got the ship to go on Tashish. So the Kash is Lo Tzurcha Di Da Ela Vayir Akko. What's the nearest port to Sidon? The truth is Sidon itself now is a port, but Akko was back then. So he should have gone to Akko. Why did he go to Yafo? So says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, I didn't notice that before. I'm Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, Yonah ben Amitai me'ole regolim hoya. Yonah ben Amitai was from the Ole Regolim from the pilgrims. And he got his nevuah of the Nichlas the Simchas Beit Shoeva. He came to the Simchas Beit Shoeva, the Shoesel of Ruach HaKodesh, he got Ruach HaKodesh, and then he went to the nearest port to flee. What's the nearest port to flee? To Yerushalayim? Yafo, right? So that's all right. It's interesting, the Meshul Chochmah at the end of the Torah, the very end of the Torah says that the reason why Yonah fled, we always understand conventionally from Chazal, the reason Yonah fled is because he didn't want to go prophesy a Nineveh. But Meshul Chochmah says, you see here a very interesting thing, the way he learns this Gemara, it says, Yonah really was not a Navi. He wasn't one of those who was trained to be a Navi. Many people trained to be Navim. He just happened to come to Simchas Beis Yeshueva, and he got so inspired that he prophesied on the spot. So he was so terrified by the experience, because I'm sure it was very frightening to actually have that thing happen to you, especially if you're not brought up and trained to be of Navi, that he fled. That's why he fled, because he couldn't. He was terrified by the concept of being a Navi. So therefore he went to Chutz Lartz. So it wasn't so much that he didn't want to deliver this specific Nevuah, but he was terrified, discombobulated by the concept of being a Navi.
Yeah, it's interesting. How does the safer fit into that?
What?
The little tree that dies on him or something.
Yeah.
So that seems to doesn't fit in with the Nevuah. I mean, it's supposed to be a lesson to him.
Well, maybe at that time, he went
going through the stomach of the whale.
He became. You
was born again.
Right, we'll have to see if it actually fits in. I agree with you, but it could be that he would say by that time he became infatuated with his nevuah. He liked his nevuah's business, and that way he didn't want to give it up. He didn't want to give up his nevuah, which he prophesied. Okay, so David. The Ruach HaKodesh only devolves on a happy heart. My timer, what's the reason? What Pasuk teaches us this? Says, now literally the way the Pasuk reads, it means when the musician made music. And then the Divine Spirit rested on Elisha. But on Rabbi Binyan ben Levi, Dark Souls did for you this for you can again, but again, Inks you've got. Doesn't say Kim Nagain Bam Nagain, which would mean that Minagain is a musical instrument. Ella Vayok Nagain Haminagain with a hey. And the way he learns this, it means Haminagain is your divine spirit. It's like I think it's the Majid Circle said, one of the Rebbes who was into music said that the Velt says that the world of Tshuva is next to the world of Nagina. But I say it's the same world. And I believe that that's what he said. And here you have the concept here, really. He says the Menagin part of the soul, the musical part of the soul, it's the right brain, I think, right? The more artistic part of the brain, but the musical, lyrical part of the soul is the same part of the soul which generates Ruach HaKodesh. So it means Vayakhna again and again means when the musical part of the soul became aroused, and that's when Vatil of Ruach HaKimi got the divine spirit. Tani Am Rabbi Yehuda. It was said, Koshlora deeply istaba, you didn't see the double colonnades. Shall Alexandria of Alexandria, Egypt, Lora, are covered from Yavam, never saw the glory of the Jews.
What does Alexandria
have
to do with
what?
Heavily Jewish concentrated population? Why is he comparing it's Kutzlora, it's in Mitzrayim of all places.
Yeah, but it's the same thing in the Bavli in the fifth paragraph, because we're talking about Mishlora, Simchas, Bezer, Shrevim, Yomav, and we say Alexandria, they had a very ornate shul. We'll see what happened to this ornate shul. So, Kamin Basilki, Dailoya was like a big basilica, Va'astio, Lifni, Mistio, so it was a colony within a colony, Pa'amimo, Yobaki, Flankio, to Mitzrayim. Sometimes there were 1,200,000 people there. Yeshimi Katedrol Shazav Hayusham. There were 70 thrones of gold. The Bible says 71. Mikuvos Avonim Typus Margolios with precious stones and pearls. Kenegashim is getting corresponding to the 70 elders. The Chol Achas V'Achas. In each one of these chairs, Hayso Medes Be'Asim V'Chamesh Ribodinar Yisav stood into with 25,000 measures of gold coins. Now here, this is not the Bavli. The Bavli just used to say whenever they were davening, they would wave flags. You remember this Gemara, right? Very famous Gemara. Whenever they were davening, they would wave flags and people would answer Amen, right? But the Yerushalmi is different. Yerushalmi says, Ubimashalates Bamta. Now this is the first indication we have, as far as I recall, of a central beam from which they leaned. Okay, the Yerushalmi says specifically the laning. The chazan akness omelan, the gabbai would stand there. Amat echomem likois batoira. Says the Yerushalmi, and it really makes a lot of sense. Davening can't be yotzei by flags.
this is talking about, you know, we have this nowadays too. You have a nice Baal Kori, but the guy who says the brachas, he mumbles, right? So very often, nobody hears the brachas, right? So it was for the brachas that they waved the flags. Avad, no, the rest of Domini, everybody's got a year. But sometimes the guys who are making the brachas for Kriyas HaTorah, they wouldn't be heard. So for that, they used to wave the flags, right? Amenechus and the Kosmator, one of them stood in the middle for the bimo to read the Torah. Hayar Memuna made it besudorim. He would wave the flags, and they would answer amen. Al kol bracha, bracha. It's not the laning. It's not the davening. It's the bracha of the person's getting aliyah. Shayar Mevarech, Hayar Memuna made it besudorim. That the guy who would wave the flags, Ve'inoini Machrov Amen. And they would answer Amen. Which is a very, very big, now very important revelation on the understanding of this. Because I never understood learning the Bavli after every year to davening. But the Pshat is, again, they used to daven either by themselves, they used to have a chazan, they used to have a booming voice. So in the Baal Kori had to have a booming voice. But this is just for the progress of the people who got Elias. Abu Bichain lo Yeshim Ravavavim, nevertheless they would not sit mixed together. El Yeshim Kolumonus, Suvonus, Vifneatza, each trade would sit by itself. She Yavach, Sinai, if a great wayfarer comes, Ye Mudbok, Vifneamunuso, he would remain with the members of his craft, and he would be sustained by them and supported by them. From there is Parnassus come out. Who destroyed Alexandria? Truginus of Russia was one of the Roman emperors or generals, I'm not sure exactly, but after Trichinus, isn't that whatever, he was treated, I think his English name was, his Latin name was Trichinus, but he was after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In other words, even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Amisol retained this glory in Alexandria. And after the Churban, they lost this glory. Why they lose it? Three places the Jews are forewarned not to go back to Egypt. Like you saw the Egyptians there, you should never see them again. Hashem says, do not go back in this way at all again. And it says that the part of the klala of the galus of the tochacha is that God will take you back to Egypt in ships. And they went back in these three times. And three times they fell. Achas be made Sancher Melech Ashur. Then one at the time Sancher, the king of Ashur, Shnemar, Hoi Hayardim Lezraim Lezra, woe to those who go down to Egypt to seek help. Maksim Asrei, what did it say afterwards? Mitzrayim Adam, Egypt is a human being, Velo Ke'el, not a god. Lusay and Basar, and their horses are flesh, and they were smitten, and the Jews there as well. Ba'achas b'imei Yochanan ben Kereach, I'm not sure exactly when he was, I guess it's the second base of Mikdash, but what's in his time? Ba'isachem v'sher temirei mimena, the sword which you will fear, Ashram tasikasem will find you in Egypt, and finally b'imei Trukinus HaRosh in the days of Trukinus. Okay? Now, what happened was, by the way, the Tzinu Shlaim in the bottom brings down some material for going back to Egypt. It brings down that the Gos Maimon brings down that when all the nations got mixed up, so then it became mutzah to go back and live in Egypt, but he rejects that because it shouldn't have nothing to do with the land, it has to do with who lives there. And it seems like this, so going back to Egypt is on the land. But then there's another heter which he brings down, which is that it's only if you go from Israel to Egypt. It says, B'dera lo so sifon lo shu b'dera chazeh. Don't go back, but the same way. But if you're going for some other locale, like the Rambam who came from Spain, so then that would be okay. The real reason is obviously that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the luxury necessarily of deciding where we're going to live. We're persecuted wherever we go. So, you know, might as well just go to Egypt and take our chances. I mean, that was the Rambam's rationale, I'm sure. They say that the Rambam used to sign his letters, I, who am sinning by living in the land of Egypt, Moshe ben Maimon. But I don't believe it. The other people think that they're forgeries, and I'm skeptical he actually wrote that way. It doesn't sound like the Rambam. All right, name it. Says more further.
What happened with Trukinus? With Trukinus? No lo ben. Jews had no luck with him. No lo ben b'tisha b'av. Are you Masonic? He had a son born in Tisha B'av, and the Jews were fasting, right? Meisa bito b'chanaka. His daughter died on Hanukkah, v'liku neros, and the Jews are lighting candles. Shalcha ish, so his wife sent the message from him. She said to Trukinus, achat mekabishes haberberim. And so instead of conquering the bears, the berbers or the barbarians, I don't know which one it is exactly, bok foshes ayudim shemorim b'cha. Come and conquer the Jews who rebelled against you. So he came by ship, and he was supposed to come in 10 days. Vas Chamisha came after 5 days. So he came and found the Jews, Vashkuchun Asikim Baraisa, that they were learning Torah, or reading Torah, the Pesukah, the 5 Pasuk, Yisra Hashem Alecha Goy Mirocha, God will bring against you the nation from afar, Mikseh Arts and the end of the earth, for Goymer, etc. Amar Lo, so he said to them, to the Jews, Ma Avisun Askin, what were you learning? We said this and this. In other words, this person we just learned. Armelon, so he said to him, to who Gavra, this person, meaning himself, planned to come in 10 days. Vasil Chamisha, he came in 5 days. That's me. It must be I'm the guy who came and I'm here to annihilate you. He came with Yonas, he surrounded up with legions for a gun and he killed all the men. Right? Armelon is ashamed, so he said to the woman, if you agree to be the mistresses of my legions, I won't kill you. Armelay, so they said to them, Madavadata, the unfortunate switched the words here, Madavadata be'alaya, that which you did to the alaya, which is those who were standing, Ovid Baraya, due to those who are lying on the ground. Like, meaning women can exempt themselves from Yehorik Valyavar by saying Karka Olam. You know, we say that several times in Shas that they can just lie on the ground and be still, passive. But they refused to do that. They said, kill us too. Virev Daman B'daman, and the blood of the men mixed with the blood of the women. V'olach Adam B'yam, and the blood flowed into the sea, Ad Kifris, up till Cyprus. Boso Shah at that time, Nigdo Karen Yisrael, the horn, the honor of the Jews was completely decimated. Va'od Ein Asido La'azorlim Koyman 8, coming back at Yovel Ben David until Mashiach comes. You see today in Israel, they don't build very nice buildings because they know this Gemara. Well, therefore, they know. Yeah, it's not so nice. All right.
This was not really a problem, was it?
Which part?
This whole story.
Some of it. Not as long. It's not as verbose. Also, Babli says Alexander, but it's obviously wrong. The raw changes there.
Alexander the Great was...
Yeah, because he was good for the Jews, right? Okay. Mutzoyat the Rishon Shulchag. After the first day, Yotav was over. Yoredim Ezes Noshim went down to Ezes Noshim. Musaklim Shabtim and Gol, they made their big fix. Big fix, as we know, is a balcony. There were gold lampposts. It's not clear how many there were. It's commonly held that there were 4, but there were at least 2 menorahs, right? It was falling from shape, and they had golden pitchers at their heads. Varbos ulamos al kol menorah, and there were 4 ladders going up each one of them. Varbi ulodim, and 4 lads mipir chekuna from the flower of the priesthood. Videim kadei shemen, and in their hands were buckets of oil. Shalmei v'chof log of 120 log. Ve'mitino kol seven some. They would pour the oil into each and every bucket on the lamp. Amr Yeshua ben Chanina, Kol Yom Yishol Simchas Beis Shreva, all days Simchas Beis Shreva, Lo Hayu Tomim Tam Shena. We would not taste what sleep was Kol Ikar at all. B'tchilo Yochin Kosersi Kol Akri Tomim Shol Shachar. We first do Tomim in the morning. B'shom Yochin Akri Vissam Musar, and then we went to Musar. B'shom Yochin Akri Vissam Musar, and then we went to Abshul Karparos. B'shom Yochin Lechov Lishos, there we went to eat and drink. B'shom Yochin Lutam Torah, there we went to learn. Then we went to the Tom in the afternoon Tommy. And then we went to Zimuchas Beis Shreva. So it says, how could this be? Vatani shvu shlish on shlushi. I mean, a person takes a shvu, he's not going to sleep for 3 days. Makin is you flog him in advance. Miyoshin, miyad, and let him go sleep immediately. So you can't go for 3 days without sleep. So says, more it's not me, Mayu. They dozed off, but they didn't actually sleep. Misaknim shem, the Bali brings out these doze on each other's soldiers. So shoulders. Misaknim shem tikkun gadol. They make a big fix. What big fix do they make?
They put the men by themselves, and the women by themselves. Learned over there. The chaloka is barishona. It should be originally the wall around the Ezra's Nashim was smooth. So they put a balcony around it. Shanashim rose milamal, that the women should look from on top, anashim milamato, and the men from below. In order that they shouldn't get mixed up. Mean London, from whom did they learn this mode of behavior? Midval Torah, from the Torah itself. It says the soft arts mishpachas levad. It says the land when Mashiach comes, the land will make eulogies family by family. In other words, people will not be mingled together. They'll maintain separations. Train on Moroi. It's and says there are also men and women distinct. Metu Amoroim argue who the Hespate's for. One man, Domer, says the Hespate is for Mashiach. Mashiach ben Yosef, right? The first Mashiach who comes, he dies. So it's Hespate for him. Choron Amar, the other, says the Hespate is for the Hespate for the Eight Sahara. Ma'adamar is the Hespate is for Mashiach. He who says it's Hespate for the Mashiach says, Mayim b'shoa shein aveilim, if at a time that they're in true aveilus, at omra, anoshim b'nei atzav, anoshim b'nei atzav, say men by themselves, women by themselves, b'shoa shein tzmeichim, when they are joyous, lokoshkeit is not a kavuchomer, that they have to be separated. Symbolic of the Sheva. Mayimar says, Spedish Eitzorah, who says it's Espe for the Eitzorah, he says, Mayim b'shoa shein Eitzorah kayim. There's no Eitzorah anymore. They have less atomra, anoshim b'nei atzav, anoshim b'nei atzav. He can't be too sure. They have to keep men and women separate. But Shoah Sheitz Ahora Kaim, when there is the Yitzhar, Lokosh Kain certainly must keep them separate. Umenorah shows off Ayusham, and there were golden lamps. Barakaparamar Vigovan Mea Amma, they were 100 Ammas tall, just astronomically. All right. So ask more about Tani, how can you say this? We're called the Tali Mea Amin, 80, which is 100 Ammas high. Boy, Bussi's Klossi Matlas requires a base of 33. Now, one can learn Skipshuto, but for some reason, Shari Torah said so chooses not to. Says you don't need that broader base. But the ladders need that broad, that steep, and what's the opposite of steep? That gradual. Okay. Gradual incline. In other words, each ladder has to stick out 33 and a third amos. The ladders, which are 100 amos tall, have to stick out 33 and a third amos. And where's the room for having four ladders, right? Four ladders means you have two ladders on each side, you know, one on each side. So that means the ladders themselves took up 66 amos, right? Not counting the lamp itself, which I'm sure was very broad, right? So where's the room for all that, right? So says the Gemara, summa mikot lasim v'tlas, summa mikot lasim v'gas. That's the way it was. So there were ladders like that. Says Moratani calls our lois so el orach meish mishmonim v'chavsheva aroch meish shloshim v'chamei shlosh. So it was only 135 amos wide. So it's 66 and 66, right? Plus the which is 132. Plus the width of the lamps themselves is not enough room for ladders going widthwise, right? So as Moratani calls Tani, we found it by says Mogamai Mekoyim. It worked. Frankly, it's getting cautious. Basically, it's above dimensions. It says that the Pirkei Kuno was 120 lug. Ma biyad kula me'avesim lug? Does it mean some total was 120 lug among the four guys who ran up the ladders? Or biyad kula echa me'avesim lug? Or each one of them hold 120 lug? And the answer the Bavli gives, although Shami leaves the question, but the Bavli gives the answer that it was each one was holding 30 lug, 120 altogether per lamp, 30 per each candle, so to speak, in the lamp. Okay, me bloy call Michlasei Kohanim. from worn out pants of the Kohen, Miriam, and from their gartels, for that they used to weave the wicks, and with that they used to light the candles. So Chatz Yerushalayim, there was no courtyard in Yerushalayim, Shloy, some Irami or Beis HaShoeva, which was not illuminated from the light of the Beis HaShoeva. Time learned me bilay midlas a Kohen Gadol from the worn out pants of Kohen Gadol, Yumadlik and Erushavifnim. They would light the candles on the actual menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Beloy midlas a Kohen Hedyot, than from the worn out pants of the Kohen Hedyot, which were not as nice. Yumadlik and Erushavifnim, they would light the candles for Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I'm sure Rabbi Yitzchak, Yeshua Yitzchak said, Ksiv lahalos ner tomid, says it should burn an eternal light. Shiru loimene reckon to say, and the chol esa shalev is nothing which makes a bright flame, which is, or a lasting flame, which is ner tomid, except for linen. So therefore they made linen wicks, and the linen wicks, of course, were made from the old garments of Kohen, which were made out of linen. Ma mafkin, what does the word mafkin mean? Tirgem Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Yosef mafshilin means to weave a thread. Tani mi learned, lo yisal chatzir b'yushalayim in our Mishnah, lo yisal chatzir b'yushalayim shloisam ir meor beis shoeva. There was no courtyard in Yerushalayim which was not illuminated for light of beis shoeva. Tani mi learned, yichola isha lo burchitel ora ma'arocha. A woman could sift. Not sift, separate the chaff from the kernels, or in her wheat, or separate, maybe check for bugs, I don't know. But Lor Ma'arocha, by the light of, what's the light of? The Mizbeach. Now in the Yushalm Bavli it says, Lor Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And the Yushalmi doesn't say, it says Or Marach, and there's big nafkemina, because the Gemara asks now V'loyim Marlos is in Meila to use the light from the Mizbech. So the Gemara love, it's not. So I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi Harech V'amar V'akol Ein Bayim Mishub Meila. The Reach smell and sight and sound don't have Mila. Now Tosfos and the Bavli brings down the question, is there Mila? And he says the Taka didn't separate their grain by the light of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but they could have. But I said on my own, but then I saw the Yerushalmi also says it's a Poshut Vort, that the truth is Tosfos Kash is not necessarily valid on the Bavli's Girsa, because Simchas Beis HaShoeva light was not necessarily Hekdesh light, right? Hekdesh light is the Ma'arocha light. That's light of the Mizbeach, right? That's coming from holy wood. The whole concept of Simchas Beis HaShoeva was to provide illumination, right? So illumination, like the Beis of the OSMA, but to lay based in Masna. The basin, when they set up the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they bedafka did it, so provide illumination, because everybody would be happy if it illuminates, so they're supposed to enjoy the light. So that's different than the Eisha Ma'arocha. The fire of the Ma'arocha is fire meant to consume korbanos. So on that, there's a havamina. Maybe if you use it in order to check your grain, maybe that's Mila. Right, because that's not its intended use. It wasn't intended to give you the pleasure of being able to see.
Yeah, but theoretically, there's a difference between aesthetic enjoyment of the light of Simchas.
Oh, that's Gemara's answer.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I take it back. Okay. You're saying it's differently. No.
The aesthetic difference of enjoying the light for the aesthetic purposes.
By the not having asked the question. Because the question only really pertains in the Yerushalmi, where it's talking about one could say, of course, you're underlying Tosfos' idea, but one could say very simply that the Yerushalmi asked the question because it's the fire of the Ma'arocha, but the fire of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not necessarily relevant to this question, but in any event, the Meshech Chochma says, of course, this is only if you hear it. What happens, he says, you can't take a shofar of Hekdesh and blow it to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Why? Because that is Mila, because then you're using.
Yeah,
It's only here where it's a byproduct. There, as I say, doesn't matter if you use the byproduct, but to actually go directly and use a hektish thing in order to create a kol or a mara reich, that would be forbidden. Okay? Anyway, so it's going further. Now, once on the topic, there are six sounds in Yericho from the Beis Hamikdash. And even though, of course, all these sounds might have been very pleasant, especially the Levim singing, there's no Me'ila in it. Right? We learned also, where do we learn? I think in Yuma, it said that no women in Yerushalayim ever had to wear perfume because the smell of the Ketores was so overwhelmingly pleasant. So it's also Hanoah from the Reach, right? But again, it's not direct Hanoah, right? Were, in fact, let's say the menorah light. One could in fact argue if you use the light of the menorah for your own benefit. One could argue this is different, slightly different than I said before. One could argue if you use the light of menorah, that would be Me'ila. Because that light is intended only for the Beis HaMikdash. To use that is Me'ila. Here, the light which comes off the Korbanos, so then maybe that's not considered a problem Me'ila because it's only a byproduct, not the actual thing. The sticky point of that is the Ketores, because the Ketores seems like the primary reason the Ketores is the smell. You could say the primary thing Ketores is the smoke. But the pashas is that it's the smell. So then you really can't say that the reason why it's mutter kol ma'arech is because it's a byproduct, but rather because mi'ila has to be defined as usage. And pleasure is not the same thing as usage. To use means to actually take in your hand, grip, or use in some way, shape, or form. Okay? So the terms of the voice, what in Yericho they already heard certain things. Yericho Yisham Mikol Shar Gol Shaniftach, they heard the great, they increased the hinges, obviously. They heard the great gate opening. Yericho Yisham Mikol Magrepa, there was a certain musical instrument which made a loud noise called the Magrepa. They actually used it like in the morning as an alarm clock for other reasons, I don't remember exactly, but it used to make a loud noise. Another thing they did in Greece, the pulley which used to lower the kior at night to the ground. They would hold call should be Gvini Cruz, the person announcing them in the morning that they should all come for the Avodah. Miracle Yushomin, Yushalayim for states if they never got any sleep. But even Yericho, they didn't get any sleep. Miracle Yushomin Kol Chalil, they would hear the flutes. They would hear the symbols. The Yeshomin, they would say, some say also, Kol Shul Kohen Gol, the voice of Kohen Gol, Vishal Shul Maskir Sashem, when he mentioned the name of Kosh Baruch Hu, B'yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. They would smell the smell of the Pitum HaKtores, or maybe Lezer Ben Dilgui. Yizim HaYul Beitz Abba Bar-Reach Var, he had sheep or goats in Hareach Var, which are far from Yerushalayim. For you miss Ashtos, and they would sneeze. Mereach Pitan Ketores, because they would smell the Ketores.
Now, Yerushalayim again is an area that Jews were not allowed to live. So
yeah, but in the environs they lived, like today, like Mitzpe Yericho, they lived around there. They find shul. There's an ancient shul right outside Yericho. I forget from what century, but. Like really ancient, so in the environments they lived. It's not like Egypt. Hachasidim Anshei Maisa. The Chasidim and Anshei Maisa, Hoyim Erakdim Lifnei, they would dance in front of everybody, Bavukos, with torches. Boyev Nehem would say in front of everybody, Divei Tishbachos, praise to God. For Levim would play the Kinoros and the Volim, Metzlatayim, Bechok Lishir, all the musical instruments, below Mispar. Astronomical matter of instruments, Achameshes Malos, on the 15 steps, Ha'olos, Ma'ayordos, which will go down, Me'ezos Yisrael, as it's Noshim, for V'Keneged, Tesvot Shirmaus, across Mount, the 15 Shirmaus, Shabbatilim, Shalem, Omni Elvim, Bashir, where the Levim would stand and sing all the days of the week. Hachasidim Achim Aitzi Yechman, there are some who would say, Shoyu Omrim, Ashraich Yalduso, praiseworthy is our youth, Shlobisht et Ziknuso, which did not embarrass our old age. Elu, it should be Chasidim Achim Aitzi, these are the people who are FFBs. The Yechman was sure, Oyu Omrim, so that some would say, Ashraich Ziknuso, praiseworthy is our old age, Shekibra Yalduso, which atoned for our youth. Elu Bali Chuba, these are people BTs. Elu Elu, I mean, they both say, Ashrei Mishlo Chata, praiseworthy is somebody who has not sinned. Mishlo Chata, Imcholo, somebody who did sin, he can be atoned for. Hil Azokin, now here's a very interesting word. You know, do you remember Hil's quote in the Bavli, Imanikan Akokan, that's in the Sukkah? It sounds very strange. It says, so Hill says, if I'm here, everybody's here.
Mm-hmm.
Which I always had difficulty with. And the Netziv, even in the fifth parak of Shmos, he tries to explain, he meant because he knew that Hill himself knew how to be Mesameach properly, so he taught everybody else how to be Mesameach. But I think the gears in the Bavli should be Im Anu Kan Hakol Kan. And look, I'm borne out by the Ushami's expansion of this here. It's just an Aramaic, but it's the same idea. Hilazaki could have a chamin luna abdin, but pachas, when he saw that they were frivolous in their joy, you know, they were doing things like dancing yiddin and moshiach and all those types of forbidden dances. I had this problem back in the Simchas Beis Shoeva too. So I'm alone, so he said to them, what?
Okay.
I'm alone, so he said, no line dances. He says, the ananacha manacha. Just because we're here, who's here? In other words, we're nobodies. Right? Ukilusan on tzorach. You think God needs your praise? Bakhti doesn't say, Elef alfin yisham shrei, thousands upon thousands of servants he has in the malachim. Veribo revava, tens of thousands, kodami kiyukumun, stand before him. That's when he saw them dancing Eden. We saw them singing after the Kuchabrichu. They're singing nice, slow, nice songs, Karlbach songs. Then he said, were we not here, manacha, who would be here? The opposite, which is Shava Pisha Yeshvan of Kamakilusin, even though he has several forms of praise before him, he likes the praise of the Jews more than anybody, even more than Malachim. Mataima, who apostle teaches us this, Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael, David Amel is called Ne'im Zmiros Yisrael, sweet singer of Israel. And Hashem is called Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. He sits upon the praise of the Jewish people. So what Gil is saying in the Bavli is Im Anu Kan. If we're here, Hakol Kan, meaning that all, when Jews are praising Kodesh Baruch Hu the proper way, with the proper type of simcha, that's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. That's everything. That's gewaldig. That's the highest madriga Kodesh Baruch Hu desires. Okay? Nevertheless, Ben Yotza, despite all this severity, Ben Yotza, the Kohen Mishtabeh, because Ben Yotza did great jumps. You know, he did somersaults. Amr Allah Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shemirak Shimon Avukah Shozov, he could juggle. See, this, the rabbis in the old days, they were pretty athletic. He could juggle 8 Avukah Shozov, 8 torches of gold at once. Veloya Echomim Nogeh B'Chaveru, and none of them would touch the other ones, which is pretty neat. Ukshia Korea, when he bowed, he know it's gold lowboards, he could fold himself in half. He put his toes in the ground for Korea and bend over, umyad in his cup and immediately stand up, which is, of course, very, very difficult to do. Even if you can do it, to immediately stand up straight, it's a tremendous feat. I mean, your muscles are so strained and popping them back. Now, Ezu Kriya, Ezu Brecha. What's Kriya and what's Brecha? Now, the gears here is all unclear. It's impossible to come out knowing the difference because everybody changes the gears back and forth here. But the bottom line is, there's one thing which is called Kriya and one thing which is called Brecha, and they're both dangerous. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Hera, Kriya, Livnei Rebbe, he did a Kriya in front of Rebbe, Venivsach, and he became lame because it's
dislocated one of his
joints. Right. Well, Venivsach, but then he was healed. Levi by Sisi her break lifnei Rebbe, did a break on front of Rebbe, v'niv sagni became late, v'lo yisrael pain, never healed properly. Ksiv, it says, v'yoshav Davi l'varach beis, Davi came back to bless his house, at, this is in last week's of Torah, a couple of weeks ago, almost this ago, when they brought up the Aron to Yerushalayim, it was just recently in Haftorah. So remember, David danced with all his might, but David mecharker b'cholos. So then he comes in, as Michal saw him from the window, she was upset. Michal, one of his wives. So because vateitz Michal b'asholi kroso. So you said, oh, you were dancing like one of the frivolous ones, you know? Was that really a cover for you? Mao echad harekim. So it says you dance like echad harekim. What is echad harekim? Om abra bakana harekim zeh. The Shari Torah says, so changes the word to from archistis to archistis, archisatris, and some Greek word which means frivolous dancing and frivolity of some sort. So Amr, she said, Hayom nigle kovet beis abo. Today we see the honor of my father's house, because my father, Shol, he was, stuffy kind of guy. He wouldn't do things like this. You know, going out and dancing frivolously like you. Amrullah Bei Shol, they said about Shol, he was so tanua, which also means restraint. Shol near ma'am lo'okev lo'golim yimeim, nobody ever saw their heels or their toes. They were always completely concealed. In the old days, it was a neat trick because they didn't have closed shoes, but rather his skirts would cover his feet because he was so tanua. Okay? So, although you see that's what it says, when the Shol went to attend to his needs, Vayavol Gidros Atzon, he came to the fences which kept the sheep in, Ashol Aderech, which are on the wayside, Vishal Ma'ar, and he went into a cave. Normally, in order to defecate, you just have to go behind the fence. But he went into a cave behind the fence. Okay? So that's what it says. Rabbi Avu Mishem Rabbi Lezer Goder Liftimi Goder, it was a fence within a fence. Five Oshol Asayach Zaglov Shol came to defecate. Five Achamelay, now David was hiding in the cave. Do you remember that? David was hiding in that cave further in, right? So Five Achamelay Mishul Shul Tzibchar Maslik Tzibchar. What Shol was doing, I can't really demonstrate because I'm wearing pants, but he folded up his inner skirt and at his tunic. At the same time, he let down his toga. So the bottom line is that when he was ready to death, normally a person wants to defecate, so they reveal themselves in the back, right? But he was not revealed, because the inner shirt, which covered his actual body, he was raised only at the same time that he was lowering his outer garments to cover himself. So he made himself like a huge tent, right? He tented himself. So, and that's what's called lahasich esraglov. Lahasich means to cover his legs, right? So he came, lahasich means to cover. So, like schach, right? He would roll down a little bit and then only pick up a little bit. Meshul shel tzivchar, roll down the outer garment, and take up the inner garment. Now, David's prepared to kill him. Amar David say, Hech minga b'hanin gufu tzadika. How can I touch this holy body? Hado di Amar Leit, so he said, Hinei ayom azeh ru'ah sein reinecha. David said, today, later on, when he told Shol that he had been there and was able to take his life, today I saw as Hashem, son chayom b'yodi b'mara, Hashem gave you over to my hands today in the cave. V'amar lo ha'argachon, I want to kill you. V'chos olecho enksiv kan. It doesn't say, and I had mercy upon you, but rather, elo v'tochos olecho. What does v'tochos olecho mean? It doesn't say, I had mercy on you. What does it mean? But it had mercy on you. Tzni'uscho chas olecho. The holiness of your tzni'us, that's what saved you. Now, so David responded to Michal, Livnei Hashem asher bocher mi mi'avich. I dance before God who chose me over your father. V'na klos yod mizos. And I would be degrade myself even more. But I see shuffle man, I should be humble in my own eyes. I'm a host. The Michal said, oh, how great you were in front of the servants. The Amos, right? Anamo, Amo Ivriya. So he said, I'm a host of Sharmat. With those many times you talk about Imam Akabeda, with them I will find honor. So he says, Shainan Amohos? They're not maidservants, only most, they're mothers. So he was saying to Michal, they're going to teach their children based on what I do. And therefore I have to give Hashem proper covet and dance with all my might, so they should teach their children to serve Hashem that way. Now, Mida Keneged Mida, Michal was punished. Once David mentioned motherhood, she lost her motherhood. Uman Ansha, how was she punished? Umicha Basho Lohela Vlad Ad Yomo, so she had no children until the day she died. Ivoxi doesn't say Hashishi, the sixth son of David was Yitra Am, Leeglo Ishto, which was born to Eglo's wife, and Eglo is understood to be Michal. So says the Gemara, so she had a kid. Shagoska Eglo, on the day she gave birth, she bellowed like a calf. Mason, and then she died. Okay, so actually she didn't have a Vlad Ad Yomosa until the day she died, but the day she died she had a kid. Alright, I think we'll stop here because it's late. Tomorrow I'm going to try and make a running leap and try and finish the Masechta, but it's unlikely. We have a little bit over 2 blood left to finish the Masechta. Right. So if we can make it, we'll make it. If not, nothing.